At a first pass, Primrats starts with the following proposed definition. Terrorism is coercive intimidation. We might paraphrase this by saying that acts or systems of terrorism try to get people to do things they wouldn't otherwise do by causing extreme fear. Next, he clarifies some aspects of this definition. First, he considers whether the definition of terrorism should include the thought that the fear is caused by violence or threat of violence. Primrats ultimately argues that the answer is yes. He thinks it fits our standard usage of the term terrorism better to insist that it involves violent, coercive intimidation. This opens up the next question, which is what do we mean by threat of violence anyway? He settles on the following definition of violence: the exercise of physical or psychological force so as to inflict injury or damage to persons. So if we add these to the original definition, we get something like, terrorism is intimidation by the exercise or threat to exercise physical or psychological force so as to inflict injury to persons.